can be, and I think in its classic form, and James is its classic form. Yes, it is. That's to say, in the first place, that it's a form of literature which works on an established generic template. Ghost stories don't tend to change very much down the years, and James's stories didn't change very much across his career. So, you know, if you hit on a successful template, which then gets recycled, that is itself, I think, a model for a kind of literary conservatism. And ghost stories also, in the very fact that they tend to be backward-looking, that they tend to examine the often fraught relationship between the present and the past. It's not a surprise, I don't think, that very many of the classic ghost stories either come from or are set in the Victorian and Edwardian worlds. And even now, I think, when they're filmed, when we see them on television at Christmas, they're very often imbued with this sense of kind of Victoriana. So some theorists of the ghost story and some academics who write on the ghost story have suggested that it really is a kind of, there's something of a blind alley about it, that it's become a very specialised thing, and that there are some people, some practitioners, who do it brilliantly well. But they do it brilliantly well because they understand the codes and the rules and the conventions. And it may be, and I'm not sure about this really, because there are new and startling ghost stories and ghost novels, supernatural novels that continue to be produced. But I think predominantly they do tend to be, there's a kind of cozy comfortableness about them. And we like ghost stories. We feel comfortable in them. They give us this sense, to use James's own phrase, of a pleasing terror. And their very association with Christmas means that we tend to associate them with the time of year at which we feel the most secure and the most comfortable. And this relationship between warmth and security, with air around the fire, with our nearest and dearest at this festival time of year, but we're telling ghost stories almost to ward off the forces that are out there. So I think there is something conservative in them.